need to break those rules or challenge them. I'm not always one to just accept rules or accept the reasoning that this is how we do it, so just follow our rules. I'm more of the type that will question your rules and your order of doing things if I don't think there is a solid basis behind it. I will probably also find a way around your rules if you don't give me a solid reasoning for why they exist. At the risk of having a Jesus complex, I think Jesus and I are alike in the sense that we challenge rules and the way things are ordered. In our gospel this morning, Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath while he is teaching in the temple. He does work on the Sabbath in front of temple authorities who know the rules and keep the order with those rules. They were indignant that Jesus broke the Sabbath intentionally to heal this woman. He did not follow the rules that have been set up. How dare Jesus completely disregard the rules and heal this woman? And how dare he do it right there in the synagogue? Sabbath was meant to bring rest and worship, and all work was to cease. And now God in the flesh was breaking the biblical rules. This woman standing in front of Jesus is bent over and staring at the ground, unable to make eye contact easily. She has been unable to look at people in the eye and see anything other than the ground for 18 years. Her body has been bound up and she is hunched over. She can't look other worshipers in the eye or look up to see who is speaking. Her body figure surely brought stares and whispers as she learned to navigate her way through life. She has been hunched over and staring at the ground for 18 years. Should her healing have waited one more day? Should Jesus have walked by and said, "Sorry, I'll get to you tomorrow"? Those are the rules. Absolutely not. Jesus' healing and the inbreaking of the kingdom of God do not wait for our time schedules or our rules to make sense. Jesus breaks through the barriers we set up in the form of rules and orders so that healing might take place and the kingdom of God can be fully recognized. But we get so caught up in our rules and our order. They make sense to us. We created them for seemingly good reasons. We make claims that this is how God wants us to live, that our rules we insist everyone follows create order for the kingdom of God. How often do we pause to wonder how our rules might be harming others? Where do our rules and order bring injustice and harm? Rules such as you can't heal on the Sabbath, even though this woman is standing directly in front of you, being bound for 18 years. This rule doesn't happen here, but it is the norm elsewhere in the country that kids can't take communion until this certain grade because we obscurely chose it. Our actions and directed looks create rules in worship to tell visitors, "This is exactly how we worship, so you need to do it this way. You must sit and act like this in church. God intended it to be this way," and you can insert any condemning Bible verse that is pulled out of context, and you are not following God's rules. Therefore, you are an irredeemable sinner. How about rules beyond the church that society insists? You must stand in this line at this exact time for this long to receive these specific benefits. Oh, and it only happens during certain hours, during a certain day, and you're probably working. If you are late by 5 minutes, your appointment will be canceled and rescheduled, even if your bus was running 5 minutes late. You must show up to this office and pay this amount of money before we can offer you any service in return. You cannot sleep there, or we will throw away all of your belongings. Our world and lives are filled with rules. And let's not even get into Robert and his rules, because I don't understand those. We are continually surrounded by rules that we are told to follow without question. And yet, there are rules in this world that should be followed without question, like the rules at the swimming pool or traffic laws. Those keep us safe. Those rules are created to bring us safety and safety to our neighbor. But the rules that I am talking about are rules that can be bent, or rules that were created without concern or consideration of the harm they may bring. Our church and world are full of rules and order that can harm others, and most of the harm is placed on the poor or the marginalized. We have a deep fear of re-examining these rules because that's how it's always been, or that's just how we do it. What if Jesus had looked at this woman who has been staring at the ground for 18 years and said, "Sorry, we just don't heal on the Sabbath. It's a rule." But what and who is the Sabbath truly created for? Was it created so that Jesus wouldn't heal folks one day of the week? Was it created to make another obscure rule to impose upon people? Who is the Sabbath rule hurting? In Jesus' view, since the Sabbath law commemorates and celebrates Israel's liberation, it ought to be a day for enacting, not inhibiting, the present-day liberation of the Israelites. The Israelites were no longer slaves, being forced to work every day without time for rest and worship. Now they have been liberated and have the ability to rest and worship, which is a beautiful gift. The Sabbath is a beautiful gift for each of us, especially in a society that urges us to keep working and to do more. There seems to be a new movement on the rise that urges rest and self-care, which is an amazing gift and a reminder that we all need that rest time. And we want rules in place that offer us self-care and rest. But like with every rule, we need to examine who this is truly for and who it can harm. While we say that Sabbath and self-care are so critical, we don't actually allow everyone to experience that rest and care. We require that the working poor continually work many jobs to make ends meet and serve our needs. We require that they work to appease our rules and order. We want rent paid on this date and impose late fees. We want stores and restaurants open on holidays so that we can relax and rest with our families. We want to be served so that we can rest, and yet someone has to do the serving. We want to follow the Sabbath rule, and yet that requires that others do not get to experience the same. So all of this makes me question, who are our rules and order truly for? When they go unchecked and unexamined, they often hurt the poor and the marginalized among us, while we benefit. Jesus shows us that it doesn't have to be this way. Jesus stretches the bounds of rules and order to bring liberation and justice to a woman who has been bound for 18 years. The kingdom of God does not accommodate our sense of propriety and polite timing, even when it comes to our most well-intended theological convictions. Jesus isn't one to mind rules and order when he sees injustice occurring or a need. Like the order of the cycle of life, Jesus did not simply live and die. Rather, he conquered death so that the order of life and death might end, and we can experience the liberation of everlasting life. So let us be liberated from the rules and order we create that brings harm and injustice to others. Break the rules and watch the kingdom of God break in. Break the rules and experience liberation of your neighbor. Break the rules, and if anyone challenges you, tell them that your former vicar says it's okay. Sin boldly and break the rules and challenge the status quo. Amen. Amen.